Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 514. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. I think we have a great show today. We are going to bring you six things nursing moms should know about dental health. And if there is time, and if not, we'll do a second segment. Eight common concerns about your child's teeth, okay? So before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, it is Dr. Kvitko and Associates. I'd really appreciate that. Also, all past episodes complete with video are available at thereasonswesmile.com, and we are streaming live on Facebook. So hello, Facebook friends. I appreciate you tuning in, and hopefully we'll get the sound. I think the sound's already better than last week, so that's cool. Okay, so as I mentioned, we're going to bring you six things nursing moms should know about dental health. We're going to start there. And by the way, this information comes from mouthhealthy.org. It is an awesome resource, so if you want more information, go to mouthhealthy.org. All right, so breastfeeding is one of the first and most personal decisions a mother makes for her baby. It can help your baby's body fight infections and reduce health risks like asthma, ear infections, SIDS, and obesity in children. Nursing moms may lower their chances of developing breast and ovarian cancer. But did you know, breastfeeding can impact the dental health of both baby and mom? And here is how. All right, so one of the interesting things is that breastfeeding can help build a better bite, or may help build a better bite. There's this whole new arm of orthodontics called epigenetic orthodontics that I'm involved in. I offer epigenetic orthodontics. And what it's based upon is the fact that when modern society, when children don't breastfeed, their mouth doesn't form to the right shape, the bones don't develop because they're not using enough force and not enough pressure in the right way. And so you wind up with a bunch of malocclusions. And so there's, if you look up, if you, when archaeologists dig up ancient skeletons, ancient mummies, they don't find crooked teeth. Everybody had straight teeth. It's pretty amazing. And the reason is because they had to breastfeed, and they breastfed until probably for several years. And so it forces the bones to develop in a certain way. And you've probably all seen these, these tribes. You look in National Geographic, and sometimes they'll show you a tribe where, like, all the women have, like, an egg-shaped head or something. And that tribe determined that egg-shaped heads were appealing. So what they did is they bound the head of young girls when they were infants into the head grew into an egg shape. Well, that is non-surgical biomodeling. Change the shape of the bones without surgery. So if a baby breastfeeds, they develop into a normal musculature, normal bone structure in the maxilla, which is the roof of the mouth, but also the floor of the sinus, maxillary sinus, the nasal sinus, and the mandibular bones develop properly, and the teeth align because everything has developed as planned. Okay, so, and let me just give you some of the information that mouthhealthy.org gave. So in recent studies, one in pediatrics in 2015 and one in August of 2017, the issue of the Journal of the American Dental Association found that babies who were exclusively breastfed for the first 6 months were less likely to have teeth alignment issues such as open bites, cross bites, and overbites than those exclusively breastfed for shorter lengths of time or not at all. Still, this doesn't mean that your exclusively breastfed baby won't need braces someday. Other factors, including genetics, pacifier use, and thumb sucking, affect alignment. And then, So the best thing for mom to do is to take the child to the dentist to make sure the dentist is able to monitor the eruption sequence of the teeth to make sure that they're coming in the right time or the right moment. And by the way, if teeth are not erupting in the appropriate order or in the right timing, we can make space maintainers. Space maintainers are placed on the teeth on either side to hold space for a tooth that's not yet erupted so that everything has a place to come in and everything can erupt properly. And by the way, the gist or the reason for this this episode, this topic, my daughter is going to have a baby in, well, let's see, this is the 19th, what would that be? The 8 days, in 8 days. So, going to have her second baby. We know it's a girl. We don't know if it's a, we don't know the name yet. There was a time when they had selected a name and then they decided against that. So anyway, she has one little girl. She's going to have another little girl on November 27th. And I thought, okay, well, that's just, it's been on my mind. So let's talk about breastfeeding and children and infants and all that. So there you go. Okay. Now, I always want to, and by the way, we always do a Dr. Kvitko's question of the day each week. And let me give you the phone number now so you can pre-program it into your phone. The number is 614-459-9769 because you're going to have a chance to win free flowers in about, oh, I'm going to say, I don't know, 5-6 minutes from DeSantis Florist. And we try to make it simple. So listen carefully about these, the first things that I'm going to be mentioning. I already mentioned breastfeeding helps build a better bite. The next one we're going to talk about is breastfeeding reduces the risk of baby bottle tooth decay or baby bottle caries or baby bottle syndrome. Okay, so I'm not sure if you know what that is, but basically, if you send your baby to bed with a bottle, well, there is milk sugar in milk called lactose, and they tend to fall asleep with a little puddle of milk still in their mouth. And so the teeth are bathed by this milk, and it's essentially bathing the teeth in sugar and acid, and it will rot the teeth. Now, you don't see it right away because it's a little bit gradual, but it doesn't take long, and before you know it, every tooth is rotten. And every tooth then needs a filling or a cap, a crown. And think about in an infant how hard that would be for us dentists to do in a 9-month-old or a, you know, 11-month-old or even a year and a half year old baby. It's not easy. They don't want to sit still. They're afraid, right? And so sometimes it requires, if every tooth is affected, that they be sedated, and that oftentimes means a children's hospital or some similar place. Okay, so remember, baby bottle syndrome, you don't have as big of a chance to get that. In fact, you almost never get it with nursing. Okay? So that is one, and by the way, for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, something to remember. But it is true that breastfed babies can still get cavities. So that's an important one, too. We're not saying that just because you breastfeed your baby, they're not going to get cavities. We're saying it's not as likely they're going to get the baby bottle syndrome. But they can still get cavities, so it is important that you care for their teeth, that you wipe them clean, that you give them water whenever possible, and when they get a little older and have teeth, that you use a pea-sized amount of toothpaste and you brush their teeth for them and all of that, okay? So let's see. In fact, again, healthmouthy.org recommends that your early childhood caries, the beginning an oral hygiene routine within the first few days after birth. Start by cleaning your baby's mouth by wiping the gums with a clean gauze pad. This can help remove plaque that can harm erupting teeth. When your child's teeth begin to come in, brush them gently with a child-sized toothbrush. And we already mentioned a pea-sized amount of toothpaste, actually a grain of rice size for an infant. Make sure it has fluoride in it. For bottle feedings, place only formula milk or breast milk inside and avoid using sugary beverages such as juice or soda. Infants should finish their bedtime and nap time bottle before going to bed for the reason I just mentioned, okay? So that's pretty important. And then as we mentioned, babies that are breastfed can still get cavities. So Dr. Kvitko's question of the day is going to have those three things. Breastfeeding helps build a better bite. Breastfeeding reduces the risk of baby bottle tooth decay, and breastfed babies can still get cavities. All right, so like I said, 4 minutes or so we'll be doing that. Okay, so the next thing that we're going to talk about as far as breastfeeding babies and the six things that nursing moms should know, and the next one is, you don't have to wean your baby when your baby gets teeth. It's a question that often comes up in parenting message boards and on conversations with new moms. Should I stop breastfeeding when my baby starts teething? The answer is not if you don't want to. Now, you can if you want to, but the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends breastfeeding for the first year of a baby's life. Get this, the World Health Organization encourages moms to go for 2 years. The obvious reason is there's a lot more malnutrition in developing countries, in other countries, and, you know, breast milk is almost like superfood, okay? So another thing that breastfeeding moms should know or think about is breastfed babies. Let's see here. Well, let's hang on. You know what? We've already covered that. I'm thinking we may want to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day now before I complicate things and throw everybody off. So I think we're going to do that now. The number to call. Now, we're not going to do it yet. I'm just giving you this number to put it into your phone. 614-459-9769. And so, but before we do the contest, the lawyers, you know, those folks, they want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question of the day is, which of the following is true about breastfeeding babies and young children? A, breastfeeding helps build a better bite. B, breastfeeding reduces the risks for baby bottle tooth decay. C, breastfed babies can still get cavities. Or D, all of the above. All right, remember, the winner is going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it though. I want to hear your mind. And there's nothing else in the world tonight. She said, people don't take the time. Hey, people don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kavitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line. We have Joyce, Tina, Sarah, and Erica. I'm going to flip a dice and see if I can get to the closest one, the closest number it came to, since there are six things on the dice and only four callers. That means it's Erica. Okay, yep, line two. Erica, how are you? Erica.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Do you have the answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day?
D, all of the above.
That's right, that's right. Well, hey, did you know that answer before I mentioned it?
No.
So you learned today. Awesome. That's what we want to do. We're trying to educate people about dental health. So, hey, Erica, stay on the line so we can get the information where we can send you those flowers from DeSantis, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, and then Sarah and Joyce and Tina, feel free to call in next week and keep listening. Okay, so while my producer is getting the information from Erica, We're going to keep going. And remember, the topic today, or the first part of the show, is 6 things nursing moms should know about dental health. All right. So we mentioned how breastfeeding builds a better bite, how you don't have to wean your baby your baby when they get teeth, how breastfeeding reduces the risk of baby bottle tooth decay, and how breastfed babies can still get cavities. And now we're going to talk a little bit about mom. Mom, do you need dental work? Double check your medication. So if you need to have a dental procedure that requires medication while nursing, check with your dentist, personal physician, and pediatrician to make sure it's safe for the baby. Now, it's important to know that there are antibiotics that you can give you that won't hurt your baby. There is one that you should not be given. This is very important, moms and physicians, those of you that maybe haven't heard this before. A pregnant woman should never, ever take tetracycline. It's an antibiotic. Tetracycline will permanently stain the teeth of the baby. Any teeth forming while a mom is taking tetracycline will come out like reddish gray, very dark, and whitening does not really work. Okay, so now you have this child, this adult at some point, burdened with these really dark, ugly teeth. So moms, don't ever let a doctor give you tetracycline as an antibiotic, unless, of course, it's the only antibiotic that works in you, you're allergic to everything else, and you're going to die if you don't take it. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess there are exceptions to everything, but this one should always be avoided whenever possible. Okay. So, the other thing that you need to be aware of is, okay, so let's say you have a cavity. Should your dentist fix it while you're pregnant? Well, it's okay to work on pregnant moms for regular dental care. To be honest, the middle trimester is the best, probably the only one that we should do non-emergency procedures on. So the reason is in the first trimester, there was a lot of development happening, a lot of cells dividing and so on. And but then the middle trimester is almost like a rest period where everything that's already developed is now increasing in size. It's growing. But in the last trimester, the last 3 months, there's a lot more development happening. And again, it wouldn't be a good idea unless we had to. Now, what if we have to? What do we do? Well, for one, x-rays are always a concern of pregnant women because they don't want to harm the baby. And we don't know what damage would be done, but nobody wants to test it either, which is a good plan. But I will tell you that there are cases where a mom comes in and she's in terrible pain. She has an abscess. She needs a root canal. So the question is, do we do the root canal regardless of which trimester, or do we try to wait till the middle trimester? Well, the answer is we try to wait till the middle trimester, but in the scenario I just mentioned to you where the person's in pain, the mom's in pain, and I mean, tell you what, when somebody's in pain, there's so much adrenaline being generated, more adrenaline than the epinephrine that I would have in my anesthetic. So, by the way, adrenaline and epinephrine are pretty much the same molecule. So, the answer would be yes, we would go ahead and treat the mom because we don't want damage done to the baby because of all of this pain and suffering and adrenaline that's circulating in the mom's body. So what do we do? Because we do need an x-ray, but the mom's pregnant, right? So here's what I do in my office. And by the way, I'm not going to guess what's going on in there just because a woman's pregnant. I think it's even more dangerous because what if what we really have is the beginning of a large tumor or, you know, there's so many other things that could go south if I don't know what I'm dealing with. The least of which would be the shape of the roots because I'm going to do a root canal, right? Okay, I need to know that in advance. So here's what I do. I have the mom stand up, get out of the dental chair. We take a lead apron and we lay it on the dental chair where she's going to sit. Then she sits down on the chair, but she's sitting on a lead apron that's covering her bottom and all the way up her back. Then we take another lead apron and we put it in front of the woman. So now you almost have a sandwich, right, that's not quite closed on the sides because these are two separate lead aprons. And then we take a third lead apron and we wrap it around the mom like we're wrapping a mummy all the way around her torso, a back, front, you know. We have her basically wrapped up in a lead, a lead suit. And then, for peace of mind, I will take a piece of x-ray film or one of the sensors, and I'll take and I'll slip a paperclip over it, and I'll put it underneath all those aprons. I'll tell the mom, put this right over your abdomen and leave it there while I'm x-raying your tooth. So we go ahead and we x-ray her tooth, and then we take the thing that was underneath all of this lead apron, all of these different lead aprons, and we develop that too. and it comes out blank, which is proof to the mom and proof to everybody that no radiation reached the baby. Okay? So you could argue that we could do this for anything, like exams, x-rays, cleanings, and all that, but we don't want to do it. We don't want to push the envelope. We just wanted to take care of this one mom who had this serious toothache, abscess tooth, and that it would actually be unhealthy for the baby if she were left to suffer, okay, especially if it's several months down the road. Not to mention that abscesses are infections, and the pus could become circulating through the body, and you could even get sepsis, and brain sepsis. People die from that. We don't want that. Okay, so that's what we do. So the point is, though, Mom, you need to make sure that you take care of yourself by getting this dental work done. Remember that some of the, some of the optional dental work, middle trimester or after the baby is born, but emergency dental work, anytime with super caution. Okay, so now I did mention that another one of these six things that a pregnant mom should know is that you should take care of yourself. So, breastfeeding or not, and moms tend to want to, you know, put themselves second and say, I'm going to do this for my baby, I'm going to do this for my child, I'm going to let this go or that go. And that's not healthy. So if you don't take care of your own teeth and gums, you're going to become unhealthy. You're going to have gum disease. You're going to have possibly some processes going on in your mouth that you wouldn't want to transmit to your baby, either through breast milk or through a kiss, right? So make sure that you're taking care of your mouth. We tend to see a dip in how often women take care of their own mouth once they're have delivered and once they're breastfeeding, okay? So make sure you're brushing and flossing twice a day and that you're preventing any decay and that none of this can transfer to your baby. We also see more teeth grinding in moms, head and neck muscle tension, which can cause your jaws to be a little more tense. I mean, let's face it, you're not getting enough sleep. You're stressed. You don't, especially if you're a new mom, you don't know what to do. What's this cry mean? And it's hard. You don't sleep as much. So it's just something that you have to think about. So, you know, if you're struggling, tell your doctor, tell your dentist. I mean, I can make an appliance for a mom or anyone for that matter that can make it easier when you're sleeping to not grind your teeth. You grind on this rubber thing and it's not so sore and it's not so destructive. It's not as noisy, you know. If you have dry mouth because just whatever, whether it's other medications you're taking or the fact that you're breastfeeding, you know, that can cause decay. So you want to be careful about that and check with your doctor or dentist. I can give people a prescription for a glycerin spray. And if you have that and keep your teeth moist, you'll be less likely to get cavities. And it looks like I'm out of time. We have not out of time for the show, but it looks like it's time to go to a break. So let me interrupt myself. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile, episode number 514, and we will be right back. You can take me as I am, not just a little bit.
You're too much for me. This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigart from America's Next Top Model and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 514. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today we're bringing you 6 things nursing moms should know about dental health. And we have covered many of them, but I want to go into more detail. The one we were talking about before the break was how a mom needs to take care of themselves. And then, you know, think about it. Just like when you're on an airplane, this is a quote from Dr. Sahota. And again, the source of this is mouthhealthy.org. Appreciate those folks. And remember, that's a great source of information. So just like on an airplane, you have to put on your oxygen mask first before you put the babies on, right? Or your child. So if you're not taking care of yourself first, if you're not healthy, you're not going to have the energy or the ability to take care of your children, okay? So you really do need to take care of yourselves, moms, because you're so, so important to the rest of the family, including the husband, and I'm one of them. So I appreciate everything my wife does today and has done over the years, and taking care of the kids when they were younger, and also taking care of our grandkids, which again, remember, the impetus for this show is the fact that my daughter, Heather, is about to have a second baby. I know it's going to be November 27th because that is a scheduled, procedure. And it's kind of cool because my birthday is November 25th, so it's almost like a birthday present for me. the only problem is I'm going to have to share my birthday from now on, but that's okay. It's always cool to have your birthday around Thanksgiving because family is always together, and I'm very much appreciative of that. I almost feel guilty because there are birthdays throughout the year that I don't think we pay as much attention to as ones that happen near a holiday. So, but I am lucky in that regard. Okay. So, also with the time that we have left, which is only about, I want to say 4 minutes, maybe 4.5. Let's talk about when baby teeth come in. Okay. So Baby's 20 primary teeth are already present in the jaws at birth and typically begin to appear when a baby is between 6 months and a year. Now, it is possible for a child to be born with a tooth already, or a couple teeth. Those are called neonatal teeth. And when teeth first come in, some babies may have sore or tender gums. Gently rubbing your child's gums with a clean finger or a small cool spoon or a wet gauze pad can be soothing. You can also give the baby a clean teething ring to chew on. If your child is still cranky and in pain, consult your dentist or physician. Let's talk about why baby teeth matter. You know, why do they matter? Because they're going to fall out anyway, right? Baby teeth are very important to your child's health and development. They help him or her chew, speak, and smile. And by the way, adult teeth do the same thing. Think about it. The reason I'm so passionate about dental health and teeth is because they affect every laugh, every chew, every kiss, every smile, every word. All right? You don't think about it, but it really, really do. So baby teeth hold space in the jaws for permanent teeth that are growing under the gums. When a baby tooth is lost too early, the permanent teeth can drift into an empty space and make it difficult for other adult teeth to find room when they come in. This can make teeth crooked or crowded, and that's why starting infants off with good oral care can help protect their teeth for decades to come. So baby teeth are important, very important, even though they're going to be lost, okay? So when should you start taking your child to the dentist? After the first tooth comes in and no later than the first birthday. After the first tooth comes in and no later than their first birthday. A dental visit at an early age is a well baby checkup for the teeth. Besides checking for cavities and other problems, we can show you how to clean your child's teeth properly and how to handle habits like thumb sucking. How to care for your child's teeth. I hope I'm going to have time for this. Yes, I do. It's important to care for your baby's teeth from the start. Here's what to do. Begin cleaning your baby's mouth during the first few days after birth by wiping the gums with a clean, moist gauze pad or washcloth. As soon as teeth appear, decay can occur. A baby's front 4 teeth usually push through the gums at about 6 months of age, although some children don't have their first teeth until 12 or 14 months. Remember, it's the order of the teeth erupting, not how many months, okay? For children under the age of 3, start brushing their teeth as soon as they begin to come into the mouth by using fluoride toothpaste in an amount no more than a smear or the size of a grain of rice. Brush teeth thoroughly twice per day, morning and night, or as directed by a dentist or physician. Supervise children's brushing to ensure that they use the appropriate amount of toothpaste. A child should use never more than a pea-sized amount, but little bitties of rice, the size of a piece of rice, okay? For children, for 3 to 6, it's the pea size. Brush the teeth thoroughly twice per day. Okay, now you want to supervise your children's brushing. Remind them not to swallow the toothpaste. And by the way, kids learn by example, so if they watch you brush, they're going to brush. Okay? And just like little boys want to watch their dad shave, right? And pretend to shave, okay? So that's very, very important. You can develop those habits early in life. And it looks like we are out of time. I very much appreciate you joining me, and I hope you found this show helpful. And I want to wish my daughter, Heather, good luck. We're actually going out there to be there, but we're not going to be in the hospital during the procedure. So, okay, like I said, that's all the time we have. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. And visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Remember that all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.